Hey Rinku, thank you so much for meeting me here.
Hi Kieran, great to see you here. How are you?
I'm not doing so well. You see my robot, Dave? He's broken and I can't get him fixed. Can you help me?
I'm very happy to help, but how can I help an awesome Bluetooth PM like you?
Well, when Dave and I were walking down the street, we ran into this big robot that went and broke all of Dave's sensors. And I figured a sensors PM like yourself could help me figure this out.
Was that him?
Yeah, the guy who was attacking him had a robot just like that. And look at that robot. He's so big, firing cannonballs. Poor Dave never stood a chance, and all of his sensors are broken now.
Oh, that's really sad. We should do something about it.
Yeah.
Let's brainstorm on it. So my phone has a lot of sensors that enables contextual sensing.
What sensors does the phone have? What do you mean by contextual sensing?
So Windows devices supports a lot of sensors. Let me tell you about it.
Okay.
So the first one is we support proximity sensors. So if you have a Windows device, phone or a desktop, it can detect your presence when you go closer to it.
Oh, so the phone can detect the presence of Dave when it's nearby, when he's nearby.
Exactly.
Okay.
So when you have a bigger robot, you know, coming next to Dave, it can start. It knows that.
Okay. Cool.
And the phone also has multiple other sensors. It supports accelerometer, gyroscope, magnetometer, light sensors. So we have several algorithms that are built using these sensors. So one of those would be activity detection. It uses accelerometer to detect your motion context. So when you're walking with the device, it knows that you're walking. Or when you're running, or you know, biking, or you're in a car, your device actually knows that.
Oh, so that's what you mean by contextual sensing. The sensors on the phone sense the context that we're in, whether we're running or walking. So we can actually tell Dave what context he's in.
Exactly.
Okay.
And it also has multiple other sensors, like step counters, for example.
Oh, like a pedometer. Pedometer APIs.
Exactly. Okay. We support pedometers, so it can count both running and walking steps. It can also tell you the duration that you were active, right?
Very cool.
Yes. Another cool sensor is it has barometer. So barometer is, you know, barometric pressure is inversely proportional to altitude, right? So when you move up, you know, a floor or stairs, it can actually tell you that the relative elevation.
So if we ever put wings on Dave, we can tell how high he's flying.
Yes, exactly. If he has another robot that he's fighting with and it moves up, of course, Dave can detect that and then move up as well.
Very cool.
Yes. And just in case if you don't have a device that supports these sensors, we also support emulators for activity detection and pedometer. So you can use the emulators and decide what activity or what motion you're interested in and playback.
Very cool. Okay, so you don't even need a phone with all these sensors. You can use the emulator on a Windows PC.
Yes, okay. Exactly. You can to build an app, right? Yeah. So you could use that.
But there are sensors on the phone, but Dave doesn't have any sensors on him.
You're right. That's our biggest problem.
Okay.
How do we relay this information from the phone to Dave? I think that's our biggest challenge.
If only we had a wireless protocol that the phone supports as well as Dave. What could that be?
What would that be?
I have it. We could use Bluetooth.
Oh my God, why did we think of that?
I don't know why I just thought of that. I think what actually stirred my thoughts on in terms of Bluetooth is when you said presence and proximity. Because Bluetooth also has presence and proximity APIs. When Dave is in trouble, he actually beacons out using Bluetooth low energy advertisement packets.
Oh, if another robot comes near him, all he has to do is advertise, help, help, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
And so what would happen then is we have advertisement watcher APIs on the phone that will pick up the advertisement that Dave's beaconing. So we'll know when he's in trouble. And then, using our in-app pairing APIs from earlier this year, we can actually query for nearby devices, so we can look for Dave, and then filter specifically based on what Dave is talking about. So we'll filter based on Dave and return a list of nearby devices to us, so we'll know that he's around.
Uh-huh. So if other robots are coming to fight with him, we can detect that as well.
We'll know that as well. That's a good point.
Oh.
And finally, we can connect over Bluetooth Low Energy to Dave. So we'll find that he's nearby, and then if we connect to him, we can send him commands. So all the contextual sensing that you were talking about on the phone can be relayed to Dave over Bluetooth Low Energy using the Windows APIs.
Amazing. Let's just start designing.
Yeah, let's not wait any longer. Let's take a look at what our design should look like.
So I see four pieces here, four components to solve this puzzle, right? The first one is, of course, the app. We need to build an app, right?
Yeah.
So the app that's going to be on the device, right? And then there are going to be these sensors that are going to be on the phone, right? That's the second one. The third one, of course, the Bluetooth radio that's on the phone. And the last one, but the best character here is Dave.
Dave
himself.
Yes. Okay, so in order to make Dave work, we'll probably have to find him first. So the first step is to use our device watcher pattern to look for nearby devices, filtering specifically on Dave. When you tell the Bluetooth radio that you're looking for Dave, we'll initiate a query asking for nearby devices. And hopefully, if Dave's Bluetooth radio is working, which I think it is, he's going to respond back saying that he's here. Once the radio receives a response from Dave, we'll come and tell the app. The radio will tell the app that Dave has been detected.
Yes, and definitely detect the other robots as well.
That's true. Good point.
Yes, now that we have Dave detected, we also want to train him, right? So for that, we have to listen to the sensor events. Right, so subscribe to our reading changed and get the sensor events back. When a motion is detected, you will be able to figure out if the activity or steps have been detected. So for this, we could use two, either activity detection or the pedometer.
Oh, okay. So once steps have been detected by the pedometer or activity detection APIs, we know the context of the phone. So in order to relay that context down to Dave, we'll use the Bluetooth Low Energy APIs. All right, and we'll just send commands back and forth with Dave so that we know if he's in trouble, or we can tell him what the proper response is. So when we walk, we can tell him to go slow. And when we run, maybe we can send him a command to go faster because we're running away from a big robot that we can't attack. And so he's gonna move more quickly.
Yes. Right, so let's start coding.
So since we're the fastest coders in the world, we can probably do this in like 10 seconds, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, remember, don't forget to use the activity device capability in your manifest.
Yeah, no, I won't. And don't forget the Bluetooth capability.
Oh, I won't. All right, I'm going to put those in there, and we're done.
Great, awesome. So now we need to run this. You know what I suggest, since Dave knows you really well, you should train Dave.
That's a good point. Let me fix him up a little bit. Poor guy, his wheels are off. Oh my goodness. All right, Dave. Okay, he's looking a little bit better, but he still can't move. Do you have the app on your phone?
Yes, I have the app. I think, yes, here is.
Okay, so first I'm just going to launch the app, and then I need a query for nearby devices, but let's see if Dave responds. Okay, he's beaconing. Okay, so now I found Dave, and I've actually connected to him. See, he's responding. His blue light's turned on. Oh, look, he's sensing our presence, so he's moving a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome.
How do I get him to move faster?
So, Kiran, can you start moving a bit? Yes.
Okay, let me start walking.
Yes, you need a little bit more energy.
I need to train him, right?
Yes, you need a little bit more energy.
Come on, Dave. You can do it. I'm teaching him how to walk.
Maybe
he needs to
go faster. Start running. Go faster, because that's what we did, right? When you're running, he's going to move faster.
It.
Yes, let me give him some space here so we can train him a little
Dave.
Bit better.
Come back to me.
Yay.
That is awesome. I think Dave is ready to attack that bigger, badder robot.
I totally agree.
Thank you so much, Rinku. He wasn't even able to move earlier, and now with with Bluetooth and sensors, we've been able to make it happen. Thank you so much.
Anytime, Kiran. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. My name is Rinku Sridhar. I'm a PM on the Windows Sensors team.
And I'm Kiran Pathakota, a PM on the Bluetooth team. And if you want to look at more of these samples just like this one and figure out how we took a Lego WeDo kit, which is an educational robot, and used sensors and Bluetooth to make him respond to our sensor events, please take a look at aka.ms/lego-sample. And for more API discussion and more about the dev docs, check out MSDN and GitHub.
If you have any feedback or comments to us, please leave us a note at Windows Feedback Hub, or let us know if you have any new requirements that use a voice, or just comment over here. Thanks again for watching.
Thanks, guys. Say bye, Dave.